Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP for short, is an insurance product that pays out when market prices for feeder cattle are lower than expected. For example, a producer is calving in April and planning to sell at weaning in October. Right now, the expected price for feeder cattle being sold at that time is around $194 per hundredweight. This producer can purchase an LRP policy, also known as an endorsement, for prices ranging from the expected $194 to around $174 per hundredweight. If the actual price in October is less than the price the producer endorsed, the producer will receive a payout to make up the difference. Just like with other insurance policies, producers pay a premium for the endorsed price that LRP provides. Higher coverage prices have higher premiums. Because of recent increases in government cost share, LRP is now more affordable for the producer. The U.S. government will share half the cost of the lower endorsed price insurance and 35% of the highest levels. Premiums vary daily and can only be provided by an insurance agent. Last week, premiums ranged from $1 to $7 per hundredweight. The highest coverage prices have a higher cost because it's more likely that actual prices in October will be below $193 per hundredweight than the chances of the market being below $174. The premium cost for the lower price is less and reflects the smaller likelihood of a price drop below the endorsed price. Accordingly, any payouts for the higher coverage prices will be larger. Given the inflation and uncertainty in today's economy, many producers are cautious of additional expenses. Is the premium worth the revenue guarantee? Is the premium cost of $6.57 per hundredweight worth the guaranteed revenue of $193 per hundredweight? Or is $1.81 per hundredweight premium worth a guarantee of $174 payout? Another perspective would be for the livestock owner that knows their break-even pricing or has a target price. Are current LRP coverage prices and premiums sufficient to help a producer realize that goal? Is the break-even price less than the coverage price minus the premium? Another way to look at this is to compare LRP to existing expenses that lower production risk. For example, bovine respiratory syncytial virus and bovine viral diarrhea both cause illness, reduced performance, and even mortality, cutting profits. Vaccine costs, not including labor, for pre-weaned calves is around $2 per hundredweight, which is comparable to LRP premiums. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.